Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
Zoos have been the subject of a debate for many years. There have been very strong arguments for and against their existence. Many of you feel that zoos play a vital role in conservation efforts, helping to protect species from extinction. They provide a place of learning and raise awareness about certain animals. Let's face it, if you've never left Ireland, you would never see an elephant in real life, would you? But the evidence suggests that maybe they don't play such a vital role in conservation efforts and keeping animals from becoming extinct. Animals become extinct every day. Actually, 7 to 8 species become extinct every day, and equally as many species evolve every day. That's just, we only protect the ones we like, the nice ones, you know, like the elephants and the rhinos and the giraffes, the ones that we're familiar with from school. So, you know, but there's lots of other animals that become extinct on a regular basis, and we don't kind of save them or worry too much about them. And we as humans will become extinct at some point too. No one's going to really protect us. So really, do they actually serve any purpose? Because they don't really put animals back into the wild. That doesn't happen. They have breeding programs, but that's usually only to provide animals for other zoos. For some zoos are a place where animals go when they're rescued and are a place where, I suppose, they can carry out scientific research. When it comes to the other side of the coin, many will condemn the idea that we are housing wild animals for our entertainment. You will say that animals are stressed and depressed. And if I remember correctly, animals who live in zoos do not live as long as animals who live in the wild. Well, depending on, of course, as long as they're not, you know, caught by a predator. There's also the fact that humans are profiting off zoos, and it really is just all about the money. It is a very interesting debate, and tonight I want to hear what you think. I mean, I do want to say, by the way, Dublin Zoo is a beautiful zoo, as zoos go. If you go to zoos around the world, there's some really bad ones where you would really feel sorry for the animals. Dublin Zoo, Fota Wildlife Park, they're pretty good places and they're run very well. And I know the people involved, some of the people who are involved in Dublin Zoo, and they genuinely care about the animals and they work hard. But did you go to Dublin Zoo in your school tour? Perhaps you have been to a different zoo and you were impressed with how happy the animals seemed. Or maybe you think we should just get rid of the concept altogether. Many years ago, a Labour politician in the UK suggested that we should phase them out over 50 years. A Sinn Féin politician in Belfast said the same thing about Belfast Zoo, that we should phase it out. It's a Victorian idea of waving in at animals and hoping they'll do something. Somebody recently said to me, I went to the zoo. I said, really? I said, did you have a good time? They went, no, it was shite. I said, what do you mean? I couldn't see any animals. Like, they were all hiding in their hutches and their dens and their cabins. And I said, yeah, but it's cold out. Yeah, but that was a waste of money. Like, why didn't they come out? Like, and I said, what do you expect them to do? Run out and wave at you or jump around? Or, you know what I mean? That's not what they're meant to do. That's what animals do. Like elephants, for example. No matter what zoo you go into, they're in an enclosure of some description. But elephants in the wild walk 50 miles a day. They don't get to do that in a zoo. So, you know, we are condemning them to a life behind bars for our entertainment, just so we can see them up close and sniff them and smell them and look at them. I mean, if you really want to see an elephant, walk into your front room, stick on the Discovery Channel and wait till David Attenborough comes on. You'll see loads of them. So do we really need zoos anymore? We didn't have the Discovery Channel years ago when the Victorians came up with this idea of keeping animals that we can all wave at. So do we really need zoos? Is it an outdated idea, an outdated concept? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you agree to getting rid of zoos completely? Now, let's be clear. You can't just ban them tomorrow because the animals will have to go somewhere. So you'd have to phase them out over a period of 40 or 50 years until they all die. Do you agree with banning zoos, getting rid of them? That's an outdated concept. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Melissa. Melissa, hi, how are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Nice to talk to you.
You too. Yeah, I suppose I have been to a terrible zoo, so I've seen both sides of the beautiful Fota Island, which, you know, they're out and they're free and there's grass. But I visited the Bronx Zoo.
Oh, God, yeah. In New York, yeah.
And, oh, my God.
I've been to it.
Have you seen it?
Yep.
Oh, my God. It was actually, that would have made, I literally said, this shouldn't be here. And you could see the rib cages of the elephants, especially. I'll never forget it. And there's no grass. And it's just, for the listener's sake, it's on mud. and it's filthy and it smells. The animals all look ill. I'm out and just regretting ever going in there. I like that should be shut down in the morning. You know, that's my view.
But no matter, okay, those animals are badly treated and neglected, right? And look, we've got some good zoos in the world, right? One of the best ones is actually San Diego. But we got some really good zoos. But in saying that, it still is taking away the animal's liberty, the animal's right to live the way they're meant to live. You know, it'd be like me sticking you in a park and putting a fence around it and saying, well, there's where you can go for the rest of your life. Do you know what I mean?
That's the way we were in lockdown, though, in fairness.
Oh, that's, yeah. We were all in the zoo, weren't we? Yeah.
We were all, yeah, a bit of an open zoo. But, you know, when you go down to Photo Island there and, like,
oh, it's lovely.
My children, they're all adults, and to see the giraffes out in the fields.
Yeah, well, the same in Dublin Zoo. Dublin Zoo is a really nice zoo, as zoos
it's
go.
Well,
but it's still
absolutely.
A zoo. It's still a place where the animals are locked up.
They do a lot of work, and you know when you see the new cubs being born.
Yeah, but they're animals being born being born into a zoo. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And as you said, there's a lot of more that behind the zoo scene that, you know, I suppose opening them up to the public is basically to keep them running and fed. So I'd be sitting on the fence. The likes of the Bronx Zoo I'd close down in the morning. But again, I would think, like back in the day, as you said, you know, we didn't have our phones. You can't, you know, you travel the world with a phone in your hand and see these animals before we saw them in books. So, as you said, you could put on the Discovery Channel, which I often do.
I love the Discovery Channel. Yeah.
Absolutely. I could sit there for hours.
But when we were kids, when I was a kid, Melissa, I don't know how old you are, I'm 60. When I was a kid, we didn't have that kind of TV.
Behind you now, Niall.
Yeah, well, we didn't have those TV channels. So the only way I'd get to see an elephant was at the zoo, or a picture in an encyclopedia.
We wouldn't have been, like, going to the zoo from Limerick as a child to Dublin was like...
Big deal.
New York.
Let's go to Dublin and see the moving stairs. Do you remember that? Do you remember the moving... I was only watching a documentary the other night about the first escalator put into Dublin.
That's from the past night.
Yeah, the moving stairs. Oh. Let's go to Dublin and see the moving stairs. Yeah.
It's like I was in Florida then at those, you know, those whales and the water shows.
Oh, SeaWorld.
SeaWorld. Now, SeaWorld is wow. There's no doubt about it. It's wow. But then I heard all the stories about the whale, the famous whale, and realised this was the fifth one because they kept dying.
Yeah, but see, the problem with SeaWorld is, since the documentary, I think it's called Backwater or Blackwater, whatever it's called, came out, SeaWorld have changed. I mean, I visited SeaWorld many, many years ago, 25, 30 years ago. It was very different to the way it is now. It was very much focused on the animals, right? But now SeaWorld is more focused on roller coasters, and they're slowly but surely removing the animals because they know people don't like that kind of stuff anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a big thing about the whale.
Oh, the trainer. One of the trainers was killed by a whale. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and she'd been. I remember her. She was there for years.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
Because
I've been there.
He grabbed her by the ponytail and pulled her into the water.
Yeah, but like I did want to go in and swim with the dolphins. I can't pretend I didn't.
I know. Well, I mean, but there are places in the world you can do that without actually going to, you know, a park. You know, you can do that in the sea. You know, but you need to be careful. By the way, dolphins are quite dangerous. They can be
like
dangerous.
The Bronx now should never exist. Like,
okay. Well, hang on. Let me go to John. John, hi. How are you? Hello, John. Earth calling John. Oh, Jesus Christ, so much. John, hi, how are you? John has gone off somewhere. I don't know what he's actually doing with himself there. Anyway, the question we're asking tonight is, do you believe that people should we keep zoos open? I mean, is it an outdated concept of some description? Is it a modern concept? Is it a Victorian idea that's unnecessary at the moment? Sorry, John, are you there now?
I'm good. Good evening. Nora.
Yeah, what were you doing? Were you off fiddling or playing or doing something? What were you doing?
No, just after finishing a tennis session.
A tennis session?
Training session.
All right. Okay. Very good, John. Keeping fit, are you?
I've been doing it for nearly 20 years.
Good man yourself. John, do you believe that zoos are an outdated concept?
No, because it's a family one day out, but the only thing that I would really disagree with is when you see, like, for example, 3 years ago, there was a video put up online over in America.
You're a bit muffled there, John. Are you using a speakerphone or something? I don't know.
Yeah, the signal.
Yeah, when it sounds like you're beside, you know, that kind of sound that you're beside a radio or something. Yeah.
Yeah, when there was a family went to a zoo in Florida.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, they tried to look at the top of the plant.
John, I'm going to have to get her to call you back or something, because unfortunately you're beside a radio or something like that, and I can hear kind of noises coming through the phone. That's driving everybody mad. We'll go to another John. Sorry, another John. Hi, John.
How you doing, Niall? Hello, Radio Land.
Oh, jeez, it's you. The angry Christian, Melissa. Melissa, it's the angry Christian. Yeah.
I'm the safety belt here.
Yeah, that's his title, the angry Christian.
No, I'm the supporting Christian this evening.
Oh, are you? Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm supporting now at this stage.
So you're saying leave the zoos alone?
Do you know what? I sent a text there saying that we need a zoo for liberals where we can go in and throw nuts and bananas at them and go, my God, they're so entertaining.
Yeah, well, they would argue they need a zoo for right-wing people, but go on.
Forward.
Sorry?
The liberal zoo.
Right.
The liberal zoo. Come in and throw your shit at them because they're just full of it.
Stop, John. They'll say the same about you. We have a Christian zoo. We can throw stuff at holy people. John, okay, the idea of a zoo...
Well, we get deflected by God then, you see. God would deflect any nuts or bananas thrown at me if I was in a Christian zoo, you see.
Can nobody take this topic seriously tonight? John, the idea of a zoo, of you going in, paying money to look at an animal, you know, being in a cage, more or less, or, you know, at least caged, is that an outdated idea?
No. And I'll tell you why, Niall, because I have all those natural geographical channels on and history channels on. God, I love them. But if I want to see a real animal, I can't see her on the TV. But I can go to the zoo and see it.
You can see it on the TV.
No, but the point is I can't see them close up in reality.
What sort of TV have you got?
An ordinary TV.
Well, you know, get a bigger TV and it'll look more real, I suppose.
No, but the point I'm making is that's great, you know, to say the remark you already said, being serious now, because you want the serious topic on.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
The fact of the matter is, one of your callers said there, or you said there, that, you know, you can watch all these animals on the TV and the National Wild channels and all that.
Geographical,
stuff, Or geographical and all that, and you can have all these shows on. But the point is, some people want to go and see them in real life.
Why? Why? It's not like you can go over and rub them or something like that. You know what I mean? So why?
When I was smaller.
Yeah.
No, but I have to say, when I was smaller and I went to the zoo, to the Dublin Zoo, because they do look after the animals very well up in Dublin Zoo.
Oh, they do,
already said there.
Yeah.
But the point is, when I went as a young kid to Dublin Zoo, it was amazing to see an actual rhino, a giraffe, a monkey or whatever the hell was.
Amazing for you looking through the bars at the animal, and you can go home and have your tea. But it's not amazing for the animal.
Yeah, but the point is, Niall, they're not being abused. It's not like you're walking in and they're whipping the hell out.
When you say they're not being abused, how would you like it if I said to you, you have to stay in your house, you're not allowed out? I know the government said that to you for 2.5 years, but how would you like if I said that to you?
I'd open the door and walk out.
But the animals can't just open the door and walk out. They're there for life.
These animals are bred in the zoo. It's not like they were bred in Africa and then swooped all the way over.
Yeah, but they have a natural instinct. But they have. It doesn't matter where they're bred. They have natural instincts. Like lions and tigers are hunters. You know, elephants are walkers. They love walking all day. They have natural instincts.
Let's turn your argument on its head for a moment here.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, the zoo shuts down. All the animals are sent back to Africa or wherever the hell they came from.
Well, no, that wouldn't happen. That's not a good idea. What you would do is, if you were closing them down, you'd phase them out slowly. Yeah.
Let's turn your argument a different way.
Yeah.
Let's say the zoo is torn down tomorrow, is shut down tomorrow morning. All the animals are sent back to wherever they came from.
Yeah.
How the hell would they look after them?
Well, they wouldn't be able. No, you're right, John. They wouldn't be able to. But here's the thing. There's nobody has suggested that. Anybody who has suggested closing down zoos says you need to phase them out over a 20 or 30, 40-year period. So you just don't get new animals. So the ones that are there just stay there. We go visit them. And eventually, they all die.
But that's the point I'm making, Niall. I mean, you can't... this idea that you shut down a zoo.
No, you can't shut down. If you listen to what I said at the start, there's no way you can just shut down the zoos tomorrow. You can't. You have to phase them out.
Yeah, but that's what these animal rights people want, isn't it? They want what's your man, John Carmody, isn't it?
John.
I guess he's lined up, is he?
I'm going to tell you the truth, he was, but he couldn't make it.
Oh, thanks be to Jesus for that. At least I won't break the radio then. No, the fact of the matter is, you're the likes of him there going, oh, let's all open the doors and let them all out.
John has never said, let them all out. He knows you couldn't let them all out. Just imagine lions and tigers and giraffes and elephants running wild in Dublin.
Niall, the last time he was on, I mean, it's lucky you still have a radio today. The fact of the matter is, I mean, he was talking shite and he was saying that, you know, open the doors and let them all out and put them back where they came from and they'll do fine.
I don't ever remember him. He's not stupid, John. He's an intelligent young man. I don't ever remember him saying something like that. Okay, but John, see, what you're doing is you're looking at this from a selfish point of view. Now, I know Melissa said close down the badly run ones, and that's fair enough. But what's the purpose of a zoo to you? So as you can wave at an animal?
No, the purpose to me of an animal, or the purpose to me for a zoo, and I'm talking as an adult now as much as I need to, if I had kids now and they wanted to go to the zoo, is that my kids or whoever else's kids are there can look at an animal up in real life today. And yet you have your TV and you have your channels, but it's not real life today.
But I don't understand the logic behind that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean you don't understand the logic?
What difference does it make seeing him in a field 20 foot away from you and seeing him on the telly? What's the difference?
Because
it's just a day out.
You don't experience the animal on the television.
I'm trying to figure out, what are you experiencing?
Well, you're looking at the way they maneuver, the way they eat, the way they live, whatever. You're looking at their environment they live in. So you're looking at the way the animal connects to the surroundings. But you don't see that. Okay, you will see that on the television.
You will.
But you don't see it personally there in front of you. That's the point of a zoo, is it not?
Well, so you can like smell them and get the atmosphere. And
look at them and just say, right, there's a big rhinoceros, there's a big elephant and all the rest of it. And that's what they do. And wow, aren't they huge and all the rest of it? I don't see that. You know, you can't measure an elephant on the television, but you can measure in real life how big or how small it is.
Well, hang on.
He looks on it.
Yeah, well, hang on. Let me just go to Ed as well. Ed, hi, how are you?
How are you doing? How are things?
Good. Bring a bit of logic into this conversation. John says, you know, it's there for people who want to look at the animals.
I'm trying to bring a bit of logic. Firstly, I want to say that for the first time in a long, 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 long time, I totally agree with you on that. Normally, I disagree with most of your points.
It's good to know.
Sorry about that, but
that's all right. Once it's entertaining, anyway.
50 years ago, when we didn't have Google, when we didn't have Horizon, when we didn't have Discovery Channels, zoos were great. I'm in my 60s. I went to zoos and I loved them. Nowadays, we don't need them. And I agree with you that these animals walk around in environmental enclosure. They're walking around field for public viewing. There is no need. And I agree with you that if the public want to say, what is an elephant? Google it.
Yeah.
What does an elephant do? They Google it. What does an elephant do?
Yeah, that's the point, guys.
Absolutely. So the point is, these animals were born to be wild. Drift. Roll through the Serengeti, eat their grass, reproduce, be predators, be victims, whatever.
Yeah.
And they should be allowed to do that. There is no need for zoos now. First of all, it's costing the state money. I know public pay in, but we're still subsidising it. There is no need for that. These animals should be allowed to get them. If any human, we have a new human, we put them in a cage and everybody come and look at them. That's not right for these animals.
But you see, you're missing the point there. Sorry, what's that chap's name?
Ed.
You're missing the point. There's a choice there for people to, A, look at animals on their TV, as Niall said and as you said, Ed. But there's also a choice for people to go, let's go to the zoo on Sunday. Let's see the animals in real life.
It's a day out.
Whatever you want to call it. There's a choice there. And that choice should always be there, period.
I don't think it should always be there, because we are now subjecting the animal for human's pleasure. And the animal has the right to be roaming free as it was born to. Humans are born to be free, free thinking people, free everything. They make their own
choices.
Or choice
they're born
life.
Into captivity.
Animals, these animals who are in the zoo are subjected to enclosures, confinement, restricted regimes, and they should not be done that. They should be allowed to
free. But the point
is, free,
they're born into captivity.
No, they should not be born in captivity. If they are born
but
in captivity, they should
born
be rehabilitated.
At the end
let
of the
me,
day...
Listen. No, let me finish. Let me explain this. If they are born in captivity, then they should be rehabilitated to go to their natural environment out in the wild. That's
and
where
how
they
would they
survive? That's what animals do.
But John, the whole point is they shouldn't be born in captivity.
They
shouldn't be born unless we genuinely care and there are animals that we fear may become extinct. I have no issue, for example, with trying to help them to breed. You know, they do that, by the way, in some of the massive national parks they have in Africa and places in Kenya and all those, where they try to encourage them to breed together. But that's a different situation.
But to a certain extent, Noel, they should be rehabilitated or bred in captivity to stop extinction. And when we have sufficient numbers, they should be then rehabilitated through a program to be reintroduced into the wild so they can reproduce.
They do that. They do that in Kruger National Park, yeah.
Absolutely, 100%.
But there is another point on that. The fact of the matter is, so, look, if you take elephants today, for example, I mean, a lot of elephants are killed in Africa today for their
yeah,
idea,
and,
you know,
and you're right, John. And what we need to do is those countries that allow that to happen, they need to clamp down on it. We need to make sure these trophy hunters are put behind bars. All of those things. But they're separate issues. And rhinos and all those other animals that are hunted. But here's the thing, as I said already, when we talk about animals becoming extinct, that's a fact of life. Different animals become extinct because our environments change, because the climate changes on a regular basis. So animals become extinct, right? Or they're just not breeding at the time. So they become extinct. But 8 or 9 different species become extinct every single day. The ones we only seem to care about are the nice ones that we see on the telly. There's loads of other animals that become extinct that we don't really care as much about.
We see in the zoo.
Yeah. Like elephants and giraffes and rhinos and crocodiles are no more important than, you know, animals that we're not even aware of. There's thousands and thousands of species of animals we're not even aware of.
Yeah, that's probably true. But the fact I'm saying to you is that
it's
becoming extinct,
not because
of global change or not, it's because of the bullet, because they've been blown away. And the tusks and all the rest
no,
of
I know, I know.
Bullet.
And I've just said to you that money should be spent to make sure we clamp down on people doing things like that, these trophy hunters that go out and do those things. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why zoos are important, to preserve them.
No, we have a duty as human beings to protect the animals, but not to put them behind bars. That's not protecting them.
We're not doing a very good job.
I would not disagree with that. But what I'm saying is, putting them behind bars is not the answer. So we can be entertained and you can walk in the zoo on a Sunday afternoon and wave at them.
No, the fact of the matter is, if they're out in the African plains, they'll become extinct. What do you do then?
Oh, I've lost Ed there. I'll get Ed back in a second.
You know, what do you do then, Niall?
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just go to Monica if I can. Monica, hi, how are you?
Hello, ma'am. How are you doing? I'll pass my comment now in a minute. But what's your next? What do you do next? That I'd be more interested in other topics. But anyway, I'll pass my comment on it. I'm the honest.
I know you're being honest.
That's very
Monica.
Disingenuous.
I don't like elephants. I don't like elephants because they have too much of a big nose.
Elephants have a big nose.
It's a trunk, not a nose.
Well,
John knows. He goes to zoos. He sees them.
I know elephants. They have a trunk and big ears.
Well, I don't know much about animals.
And they used to be in Tarzan films.
The only thing I know about is horses. That's all.
Horses.
Horses. Okay. What's your next topic?
I'm not doing the next topic, Monica. Oh, you're a hell.
I can't deal with him. He's laughing at me.
Monica, do you ever go to the zoo? Monica, let's focus on this topic.
No, I wouldn't go to the zoo, Dobie. I like most animals, but I don't like the elephants.
You don't like the elephants?
No. I thought
what's wrong with the elephants?
The thing they have is too long
the
and
trunk.
It's curling up at the end.
The trunk, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? What does it remind you of?
Keep it clean, lad. Keep it clean.
I'm just asking her what her minds are off. That's all.
Keep it clean. This is a nightly show.
I don't know.
This is a good Christian show.
Yeah, Malik is a good Christian.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan. With Recruit.ie. Download our job search app today. Search for Recruit.ie in your smartphone app store. Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, let's go back to the Motley crew here. John and Ed. Sorry, Ed, I lost both of you there before the break for some reason. But getting back to what we're talking about, Ed, you know, there's claims that, you know, it's good for conservation. It is good for education, for children to go and see the animals in the flesh. I suppose that's what John is talking about. And in fairness to Dublin Zoo, it is a nice zoo as zoos go. And it's a well-run zoo as zoos go. Do you accept those arguments?
Yes and no. Yes, as in, I know a lot of the staff in Dublin Zoo. They are the most 100% caring, loving, carers that you could ever
have. I know Jerry Creighton very well. I know Jerry from years ago. Nice guy. Really nice
Absolutely.
guy.
And they do care for what they do. And I'm not knocking the staff. And I want to make that very 100% clear. I'm not knocking the staff for doing what they do, because they are 100% committed to caring and loving and making sure the animal's welfare is 100% cared for. My argument is there is absolutely no need for it. These animals are animals who were born to be, when I say wild, I don't mean viciously wild. Mm. I mean to roam.
To live in the wild, yes.
To live in the wilderness. And as much as the Dublin Zoo and other zoos, carers, do care for their animals, it's a lost cause. And for people to say, oh, but young children must go and see animals. There's no need now, because you have so much, and you rightly said earlier, Niall, you just switch on the Discovery Channel. You will get a much up closer view of the elephants, the deer, the lion, the cobras, the snakes, the bats, whatever animal. You will get a much more better insight to them on these Discovery Channels and so on, because you will see. You will see
them in their natural habitats, yeah.
Absolutely. You will see how they mate. You will see how they survive. You will see how they
hunt.
Look after each other. In the zoo, what do you see? You see four or five elephants walking around, flicking a tractor tire with their tusk or with their trunks and looking depressed. And then they come in the evenings and the carers will give them a shower. They will give them a bed of hay. And then they'll be locked in behind steel bars for the night. That is not an elephant. That is not a deer. That is not a tiger. That is not whatever. It's just not them.
John, do you accept that argument?
The good heart that they have, is misspent. Mm.
John, do you accept that argument? Well, hang on, Ed. John, do you accept that argument? I know you're kind of having the crack earlier, but do you accept that argument? You talked about seeing them, you know, doing whatever they do. But all of those things you can see on television in 4K, you know what I mean? You can see it in much better detail by people who spend hours sitting with cameras waiting for them to do these things. You know? Oh, Jesus, he's gone there too. Anyway, let me go to Martin. Is it Martin? Hi.
Good evening, Niall.
I lost John there for some reason. He abandoned us, I think.
maybe he's gone to the zoo.
He might be gone to the zoo. Martin, do you think the zoos are a kind of Victorian, outdated concept?
You okay?
Do you think it's an outdated concept?
I do. I think eventually they're going to go the same way as that other Victorian favourite, the Freak Show.
Yes, remember the bearded lady and.
Well, I don't remember them. I was.
No, you don't remember them. The elephant man and the bearded lady and the strong man and
all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, it's as I said in my text, it must be 55 years since I was in a zoo. Obviously, I was a child at the time. I was about 7 years of age, and my concept of what any kind of a bear was, you know, like because we didn't have the Discovery Channel and things like that when I was a child. Yes, my father always made sure there were plenty of books and that, but I had no real concept of what a bear, let alone a polar bear, was like.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at this absolutely huge, majestic animal in Dublin Zoo, a polar bear.
Mm.
And it was rocking from side to side, just, you know,
remember that,
constantly, yeah. Right to left, right to left, right to left. And it turned around. It was on like a concrete plinth.
Yep.
And I remember my father commenting on it and saying, that animal is, you know, the animal is completely distressed because it's not in its natural environment. And that's why, like, as I said in my text, going to a zoo to observe animals, you're not observing them behaving as they would behave in the wild. You're not getting any essence, really, of what the animal is. As I said, you might as well, you know, you might as well go to a desert to observe a polar bear. You're not going to see their natural behavior. You're not, they're not in their natural environment. All the talk about preserving animals, I think one of the best things to do to preserve animals going into the future would be to set up a worldwide comprehensive biological base, insofar as taking eggs and sperm from just about every species on the planet, so that there is a reserve there. Now, obviously, you still need to have animals in order to procreate them.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we do it on a humongous level with farming. There's no reason why it couldn't be done with wild animals. If you know, yeah. if the will was there, it could be done. The other thing to do is to stop all these companies going in and chopping down, you know, rainforests and all the rest of it. Like, it's just, like, don't get me wrong, I'm no animal rights activist, so I like my steak, you know, all these things. And if animals are used in laboratories to help, you know,
develop for medicines, drugs, yeah. Like that, yeah.
So long as it's done with, you know, so long as it's done ethically with, you know, minimizing to the absolute maximum any distress that's caused to an animal. We've learned a lot from studying animals. But, you know, the idea of zoos to me, as I say, I think eventually zoos will go the way of that other Victorian favourite, the freak show.
No, I disagree, Mark.
Sorry, go ahead, John. Yeah, why do you disagree?
No, I came back there. I did go to the zoo. Mark was right. I went to the zoo. It was quite true. Bananas and nuts and yeah. All bran on me was fantastic. Yeah. The animals love me. But, Martin, no, you're asking the question there, Niall, about...
No, address what Martin says. No, hold on, I'll go back to what Martin said about it being, you know, similar to the old freak shows, the Victorian freak shows. Because remember, John, zoos were set up by... It's a Victorian idea. You know, that the,
it is, and yeah. I can tell you who was a boy as well, King John, the menagerie in the Tower of London.
Was it? I didn't know. You know more than I do, if that's the truth.
I do,
unless
indeed.
You just made that up.
The namesake, King John himself. There you go.
Okay. All right, so getting back to, you know, this idea that it's an outdated concept, as Martin rightly said, I remember as a kid too, the polar bear. Now, that's long since gone, that enclosure. But it was on the left as you walked in, and the polar bear was on this white concrete, and he had a little small pool about 20 foot long in front of him. And when he did get into the water, he'd lie on his back and he'd go swim back and forward and back and forward. There was like a glass front on it. And that was all he did all day. And he's in an Irish climate, where he's used to being living, obviously, in ice, you know, places like the Antarctica and all those kind of places. So it's not even a natural environment for him. I mean, it's pointless.
No, but here's the point, Niall. At the end of the day, you have people now who want to change the whole planet's surface. They want everything changed. At the end of the day, if somebody wants to go to the zoo and see, as you rightly said, the polar bear there, sun and
well, he's not there anymore.
Irish
anyway,
sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or they want to go and see a big elephant, which your last caller didn't appreciate. The fact of the matter is, the choice should be there. The television's great. It's not real life. It's a television. It's a program. Sir David Attenborough going to the Galapagos Island talking about the platypus and all that. Lovely, jubbly stuff. But if I'm not there in reality to see it, it's a TV program. The fact of the matter is, people have every right to go to
Now, we're talking about rights. You don't have any right to see an animal. You've no more than the animal has a right to see you, or you've a right to see me, or you've a right to see Martin. You don't have any right to see somebody else or something else.
And watch the animal.
You don't have a right. Where? It's not a right. It's not some sort of human right.
Sorry, Niall, may I come in there?
Martin, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, John. Respectfully, I'd ask you, what's your motivation for... You say going to see the animal, but what's the motivation behind that? Do you want to see the animal as the animal would normally behave, or do you want to see the animal behaving in a manner in which it's been forced to behave because of its environment? You know,
I mean... You see, the fact of the matter here, Martin, is, as a kid, when I went to the... This is the way I look at the zoos today, and I'll always look at them this way. When you go to a zoo as a kid, or even as an adult today, and you see the majesty of an animal in front of you, no matter which way to do it, wherever it is, it is something. It's something you cannot see in the television. It's something in real life is not.
Hold on, John. I'm going to be honest and say yes. I appreciate what you're saying. Hang on, John. I respect what you're saying, and I completely agree with you. There is something special about seeing the animal in real life. But if you want to see an elephant in real life, get a flight to Kenya or get a flight to somewhere in Africa, in the Congo, wherever they happen to be. And go and see them if you want to see them in a proper, you know, Kruger National Park or something like that, one of those kind of protected parks. Go and see them there in a natural habitat.
Yeah, but then, Niall, what's wrong with seeing them in a zoo as well? Because, I don't get where you are going with that.
Because it's unnatural, because it's a smaller environment. It's unnatural. It's not even... I mean, there's animals in that zoo that were born in different climates. They're not even in the right climate, half of them.
The point of the matter is we have had zoos for many, many years. And at the end of the day, people have had good memories of zoo. And if we take away zoos, then we're taking away future children's memories. And I don't agree with that. And I don't agree with taking away zoos or taking this way or taking that away. And, you know, making the world more liberal and all the rest of it. I want to see a world where people can go to the zoo and do what I've done as a 9-year-old kid. Look at the animals. No harm in it. And go home and all the rest of it and everybody else going in, you know, enjoy the zoo as it is today. As your other caller said there, the animals are not being mistreated. The people
are
well and truly looking after them.
Nobody suggested they're being mistreated. But I suppose the concept in itself people would consider to be mistreatment. So am I wrong in saying that, Martin? Well, hang on.
It's not deliberate mistreatment. But look, it's not deliberate mistreatment. I get that. I do understand that. And, you know, zoos, they have been around since the Victorian era. But for me, I mean, I never took either of my daughters to the zoo because it's very hard for me to explain. But what I'm talking about is the experience of seeing an animal behave as it would in its natural environment. And, I would love to do things like to be able to, and I wouldn't, I'm not stupid, but I'd love to be able to walk up to a tiger and run my fingers through its hair and, you know, hear its breath, you know, beside my ear. I'd love to do all those things, but I can't. You know, I see it on the television or I can see it in a book or whatever, and I very, very rarely see television because I don't even have one, but I do take the point, yes, there are fantastic things like the Discovery Channel and what have you. You're not going to get the real essence of what an animal is by looking at that either. But there are many things that I would love to do and I will never get to do. And we should all come to terms with that. But I would make a compromise with John. And I'm being slightly flippant here. And it kind of runs into your next topic. You know, let's take the politicians and put them in a zoo. See how they behave.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
That would definitely pay for, you know, to be able to go and see Leo Varadkar swinging from a rope on a character. I would pay for that, yes.
Or the justice minister in and out of a hutch or whatever.
Well,
we will be talking about politicians later on and whether it is now dangerous to become a politician. We'll get around to that later on because a lot of people are texting in about it. But let me just go to John as well. John, hi, how are you? Hello? John. Yeah, John, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you keeping? Sorry, I've been here listening to you for
John the Tord.
I suppose zoos were really from the Victorian times. They were before television or flights or anything. And it was just a form of entertainment, you know. Like, I've only been in Dublin Zoo twice in my life. The first time was in the 1960s, and the next time was in the 1980s when Ming Ming and Ping Ping, the two
pandas,
pandas were there. Yeah. We got our T-shirts. I think, personally, I think that zoos, they need, I don't think the animals, like, animals that are born into a zoo, I don't know, I think they're kind of like, that's what they know, that's all they know, you know.
It's not true. It's not true. Animals have natural instincts.
Well, I suppose they do have natural.
If you were born in a house, is that all you know? Or should I never let you out? Animals have natural instincts.
Of course, they have natural instincts, and I think personally, I think that zoos, if the world was the proper place for the animals that are in zoos, the African animals, say in Ireland, England, all over the world, America, there should be some place in Africa, the African government should be, I don't know, sponsored or whatever, to make a large compound or something.
Well, there is. There's already national parks in Africa.
Oh, I know that. I know all about them. And
some of them are wonderful. Yeah.
For these animals, I don't even think they could go into a national park because they're not 100% wild. They need a bit of rehabilitation.
No, nobody is suggesting that you could just take all the animals out of the zoo and put them back into the wild again. That's never going to happen because the animals would die. They'd be killed by predators because they're not used to hunting for themselves. So unfortunately, that ship has sailed. But the suggestion by a Labour politician in the UK some years ago was that we should close down zoos, but we should do it over a 50-year period. In other words, nobody's going to go down and close the gates tomorrow to Dublin Zoo or Photo Wildlife Park. It's a matter of, you know, look, we just don't take in any more new animals. We just don't have any more breeding programs. And they just die out.
Yeah, well, I would have breeding programs, but
Well, breeding programs are only to provide other zoos with animals, generally speaking.
No, I try and get those animals, breeding programs, I try to get those animals back into the wild.
But they don't do that. There aren't animals put back into the wild again. It's not happening.
Lion cub is born in Dublin Zoo. It should be sent straight back in the
front. Right, yeah, but it isn't. But that's that's neither here nor there. Animals that are born in zoos are usually sent to other zoos.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I understand that. I've watched the zoo program there, where, and I know the people in the zoos are very. They're like they're living with these animals for 20, 30 years, their whole lives. Like, and they're very attached to them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree.
They look after them. Like, I know if I was a wildebeest in Dublin Zoo, looking out at children eating ice cream, the last place I'd want to be is on the River Nile with a fucking alligator chasing me.
Well, you don't know that. I think most animals, they're not always going to have alligators chasing them. Anyway, well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Pamela. Pamela, hi, how are you?
Good, I'm great.
Pamela, are zoos an outdated concept?
Yeah, I think so. I was just listening in there and I had to call because when I heard we have a right to go to a zoo.
Yeah, John said that, yeah.
I'm sorry. But look, I mean, it's for human entertainment. And I mean, the suffering, emotional suffering that they would go through to be trapped. You're not seeing them in their natural habitat. It's inhumane. Even if they're being fed and minded and all of that, it's entrapment. And at the end of the day, they're wild animals. They're meant to be free. Now, I'm a vegetarian, so I am very for the animals. But no, I won't bring my child to the zoo. I did bring my older child now in the early years, but no, it's just they're sad. They're lost. It's not right. I really don't think it's right. And you can see that a lot of the time. You can feel that energy when you go. And you see these animals that are just there. They're just there for your and our entertainment. How is that right?
Well, I can tell you how it's right. At the end of the day, people over the many, many years in this country have went to the zoo. The animals are well looked after. And it's been disingenuous to the staff of Dublin Zoo to say that the animals are miserable and this, that and the other. They're well looked after. The fact is,
You don't know the animal's mental state.
A person to go to the zoo if they so want to, or if they so want to watch it on their TV. The zoo there is for people to go to, families to go to, a day out. You mentioned earlier on, Niall, about why don't you go to Africa and go to the plains and watch them all the animals in real life.
Yeah, in natural habitat, yeah.
Yeah, let me take that to a simple argument for that lady as well. Can you imagine now getting off the plane, going to Africa, and then said, I want to see the lions, because the lions are a big attraction in Dublin Zoo. Can you imagine saying, I'm going to see the lions? It'd be their lunch. Now, at least if you go to Dublin Zoo, you can see them, and you can see the ferociousness of
hang on, Pamela. There's national parks in places like Kenya and the Congo and other places like that, where they do tours and you go on buses with guides and they're safe. The lion is not going to attack you. They're safe.
They tell you not to walk around.
You can't just wander around a lion's habitat. You wouldn't get over the wall or the cage in Dublin Zoo either, would you?
At point in the zoo, you can see it, Niall. You can see the way they behave and the way they kind of look at you and they look at you or whatever, as if you're going to be lunch for the afternoon. But Pamela there is just talking to her arse.
She's not talking to her arse.
Listen now. In fairness, it's for your own entertainment, okay? That's what you're basing going to the zoo on. I have no doubt that their animals are well looked after at Dublin Zoo and they're well-minded and everything. I'm 100%, of course they are. It's not about that. It's about their well-being as beings, as souls. Do they not account for anything? To be entrapped in an environment, first of all, like you said, it's not their normal habitat. It's not even the temperatures that they're subjected to, where they've been, even if they were born in zoos, like what they know, what they've come from. It's just not, I really don't think it's appropriate. I think it's something that needs to be eliminated now. We're standing there looking at animals in an environment that are trapped.
It's an unnatural environment. Let me just go to Deck before I go to the news. Deck, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Niall? Good. Niall, listen, people need to educate themselves. Zoos aren't only to trap animals, right? The money that's made from them pays to fight against the groups of poachers. It helps with, you know...
We should be doing that anyway.
We should be doing it. But here, we should be fixing the healthcare system. Send the money to war.
Yeah, but hang on. With the greatest respect, the zoos, because of the cost of running a zoo, like Dublin Zoo, for example... Particularly during COVID, it was in an awful lot of financial trouble. But the zoos don't make it. They don't make a huge amount of money to be funding those kind of things. I know they do give some money towards our programs, breeding programs, etc. around the world. But in saying that, as countries, you know, we should be putting that into a fund anyway. That's not an advantage of a zoo, by the way. I don't believe that's a purpose.
I'm just saying that they have a practical use. They're not just to entrap animals for your entertainment.
That's the main purpose, isn't it?
No. Some of the money that comes in the gate is to educate the new vets, is to educate the children, and it's also to generate money to fight poachers and to help.
Yeah, as I said, we should be putting money into that anyway to fight poachers, et cetera, et cetera. In relation to your other arguments, the main purpose of a zoo in a city is to attract visitors. That's the purpose.
To generate money. To educate the vets.
No. But it's about attracting tourism as well. It's about attracting visitors.
Not all about that.
Yeah, okay.
It's not. Seriously, I've had this conversation with people that work in zoos, and I ask them the exact same thing as you. Are them animals just there for entertainment? It's for educational purposes and getting money to fight.
Again, I'm going to argue with you and say you don't need a zoo to get that money. We have plenty of money. Most countries in the world are reasonably wealthy. We could put money into a fund if we really cared about the animals and fighting against poachers. We could just put money into a fund and give it to those countries.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.